Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Thursday. Here's King SRM's Nick Sorrell.
The Federal Subsistence Board has approved a wildlife special action to close the federal caribou season in Unit 13 from August 1st to September 30th, 2023. The Alaska Department of Fish and Game Game Management Unit 13 covers the Nelchina Upper Susitna region of Alaska located between Anchorage and Fairbanks. Emergency Wildlife Special Actions 23-01, submitted by the Alaska Department of Fish and Game, and Special Action 2303, submitted by the Bureau of Land Management and the Otna Intertribal Resources Commission, requests that the fall caribou season in Unit 13 be closed due to a dramatic decline in the Nelchina caribou herd population. The board approved both emergency actions, recognizing that conservation concerns warrant a closure to all users for the fall 2023 season. The most recent population information shows Nelchina caribou herd in serious decline. The fall 2022 estimate was 17,433 animals, a reduction in 50% from the fall 2021 estimate, and well below the state management objective of 35,000 to 40,000 caribou. Additionally, composition metrics for the herd are concerning, with a calf-to-cow ratio of 16 to 100 and a bull-to-cow ratio of 26 to 100, both of which are well below the management objective of 40 to 100 for each. Additional information on the Federal Subsistence Management Program may be found on the Department of Interior's website. Find out more by visiting this story at RadioKenai.com. The State Board of Education Wednesday delayed action on a proposal that would bar transgender girls from participating on high school girls' athletic teams in Alaska, with several board members saying they wanted more time to consider the issue. Opponents of the proposal called it discriminatory and unconstitutional and said it would likely lead to litigation. Supporters, including Republican Governor Mike Dunleavy, said it is needed to ensure fairness in girls' sports. The board heard more than 2.5 hours of public testimony Wednesday, in addition to receiving roughly 1,400 pages of written testimony ahead of the meeting, and went into executive session on the matter. Later, several board members said they favored postponing action on the proposed rule at Wednesday's meeting, but taking up the issue at a future date, perhaps during a special meeting. The Alaska Department of Fish and Game issued a press release Thursday providing an update on king salmon fishing in August. The Kenai River remains closed to king salmon fishing, but anglers are advised that to continue protection of late-run king salmon, the Department of Fish and Game will also be prohibiting the use of bait and multiple hooks in the Kenai River from its mouth upstream to the Fish and Game marker at the outlet of Skelak Lake, effective 12:01 a.m. Tuesday, August 1st through 11:59 p.m. Tuesday, August 15th. The release states that anglers may use only one single hook with an artificial lure in these waters. Single hook means a fish hook with only one point. Fishing for king salmon in the Kenai River is currently closed by emergency order. Anglers are reminded that king salmon fishing closes by regulation on August 1st, including catch and release fishing. Incidentally, caught king salmon may not be retained or possessed. King salmon caught while fishing for other species may not be removed from the water and must be released immediately. Anglers should exercise good angling practices by avoiding fishing for coho salmon in areas of the river where king salmon are concentrated and to cut leaders or lines to avoid stressing incidentally hooked king salmon. In-season projections estimate an escapement would not achieve the department's escapement goal. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Friday. This is KSRM News.